I want to take you on a little journey again, if you'll bow your head. Say, Father, we've got a plan. And you have a plan. They both aren't correct. They will take you on a journey. Either his or mine. It's up to you and me to discern the new. Amen? And amen. You do know where that came from, right? John chapter 14. In John chapter 14, we have a promise from the Lord to give us His Holy Spirit. And that's where we're going to be touching on, is why we have His Spirit within us. And what that ability can do for us. It really is an awesome gift. And we underestimate the ability of the Spirit of God within us to do so much more than we can ask or think. So we're going to be touching on verse 15. If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The Spirit of Truth is a gift that comes from Him. The world cannot accept Him because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He lives with you and will be in you. Notice, He lives with you, and the next level is He will be in you. Now, verse 18 says, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore. But you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I'm in my Father, and that you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my command and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. A lot of times you may not always comprehend the reality of his ability to manifest himself to you. But you know, we had a prayer earlier tonight, and there was a quote from the scripture. If you don't ask, you won't get. If you don't ask to see him, you will not receive. Think about the reality of that truth. Some people just cannot conceive that you have to ask, but you do. His intent is for you and I to humble ourselves and say, Lord, I want to see you. Make it a diligent prayer. I also want to show you a little bit about the Spirit of Truth and a few scriptures to confirm it. In John 15, 26, he said, when the counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. So that tells you what the Spirit of Truth is going to do. He's going to actually teach you about Jesus. Counsel you and comfort you at the same time. But he will teach you about the one who has given up his life that we would live. John 16, 13. Watch this part because it's really sweet. But when he, the Spirit of Truth, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. Which road are you going to take? Are you going to go with your logical brain?
It's up to you.
If you use logic, you're going to find the spirit of truth many times will be totally the opposite.
How many know what I'm talking about?
If you take time to pray and say, Holy Spirit, I really need to know what you want for me. I don't want my emotional high. Because my emotional comfortable road might be very, very lumpy and bumpy and lengthy. Amen? But if you go by what he tells you, you might have a bumpy road for a little while, but the end result is you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. 1 John 4:6. 1 John 4:6. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. That one is a little more, let's say, demanding. Because many times you're going to hear more than one voice. Can anybody relate to what I'm talking about? You're going to hear more than one voice. You're going to hear a comfortable voice, and you're going to hear one that might be a little more difficult. I believe that the Lord in the garden heard more than one voice. You don't really have to go with the Father's plan. You can make it short. You can create a nice miracle. You can ask for angels. He'll just zip you out of here in 2 seconds. If you are the Son of God. Are you and I a son of God? Yes, we are. Male or female, doesn't matter. We are sons of the Most High God. That's who we are. That's why we relate to each other. That's how we connect to each other. That's the reason why that God has put us together. I made a phone call this afternoon because there was such a strong press. And the person answered and said, oh, thank God. And I thought, oh my God, what did I do now? They were thanking God because they lost their phone and lost my number. Had a new phone with the same number, but could not connect. Can't talk to you right now. I'm in the middle of a grocery store, but I can call you back, okay, okay? Now that I got the number. What if I didn't listen? What if I said they don't want to be bothered right now? It's supper time. What if I went with logic? What if I went with the comfort space? I don't want to disturb. Are you hearing where I'm coming from? Yeah. You know, all these wise decisions that we have, they're not necessarily godly. They're not necessarily from the spirit of truth. The spirit of truth is within us. He is resident right in here. He's not outside there somewhere hoping to hit something like an arrow being shot in the dark, hoping to hit the target. The spirit of truth is alive in us because of what Jesus did for us. The spirit of truth will definitely expose the spirit of darkness. Amen? And sometimes that still, small voice will be a little more difficult to discern. How many know Satan has a big mouth? And so does self. When I say that, I'm not blaming everything on the enemy. I'm just telling you he has a voice. Okay? But self has a voice. How many have ever had an experience with self? Does self talk pretty loud? Yeah, he does. He or she. He's going to tell you all the things that are sweet and comfortable and easy.
Amen.
That's how you identify him. Sweet, comfy, and easy. All right? What about the spirit of truth? It may not be logical. It may not be what you perceive to be correct. And when you step out and obey, and you take that step and you say, "Yes, Lord," what's going to happen? What's your confirmation most of the time?
Anointing.
Huh? The anointing. How do you discern the anointing?
Good fruit.
Okay, that's usually after. What's the next level when you've really just stepped into his coordinates?
Peace.
Yes. Peace is one of the confirming voices and one of the emotions that comes. You will sense his peace. You'll be aware of his peace. I had to take a trip to Montreal. This is 25 years ago. And the reason I can remember it is because of the impact that God did. This was 1 week before we were to celebrate my parents' 50th wedding anniversary. And all of that was going to take place in the same church where they got married, 300 miles from our home. So all the arrangements had to be done long distance. And it was 1 week to go, and my oldest biological sister, same mother, not the same father, was on her deathbed in Montreal. And my other sister said, "You know, she's really, really not good." So I said, "Okay, Lord." And my brother calls me Friday night. He says, "You get your butt up there now." I said, "Oh my God." I had a list of things to do. You know the honey-do list? It was long and sticky. So I went to go to bed, and I kept praying, and the Lord said, "Leave early." So I packed my bags the night before, got everything ready, and I left, and I drove. It takes about 5.5 hours, close to 6. Got to the hospital. Got to see my sister, and I don't think I prayed with her for more than 3 or 4 minutes. And anointed her with oil. She had accepted the Lord with me a few years before. And we prayed about several things. And then she kind of abruptly says, "Your job is done with me now. Go take care of my son." So I never got to really spend more time with her. Her son at that time was probably in his 50s. He's gone to be with the Lord now. But he was having a problem with his brother and with God. How many know that can be a tough call? But the Spirit of Truth began to release words of knowledge, words of wisdom. And I sat with this young man. He was a little older than me at the time. And ministered to him for about 3.5 hours. He ended up doing a lot of forgiving because I made sure that, you know, he was going to learn his Our Father all over again. You will be forgiven in the same way you forgive others. So you set the conditions. He was angry at a lot of people and had been injured. So now the next day I'm on my way home after I visited with my sister and knew there was nothing more that I could do. And the Lord had done his work with her son, and she was very happy. And I'm driving home, and now there's a voice. Anybody know what the voice is saying? You wasted your time. This was an expensive trip. You've got all the other expenses that are happening next week. And you just did not do what I wanted you to do. So I began to pray. And I pressed. And when you're leaving Montreal, coming back into Vermont, the land over there is like a huge plateau. There are no mountains. There's nothing. It is as flat as a pancake. And there was a little mountain way off in the distance. And I began to pray in the Spirit because I wanted to get those thoughts out of my head. But then I prayed a short prayer. How many know you like to get some confirmation? I said, Lord, you know, if this wasn't a wasted trip, if this was really you that I, you know, pawned off all my responsibilities on all these other people, then please show me. And so the tears are rolling out of my eyes because my emotions are getting involved. And I'm praying in the Spirit, and I kind of looked up. And it was a gorgeous day. There were no clouds. And I see this white spot coming towards the car. And as it's coming towards the car, I can feel my inner man just kind of vibrating. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Right around your belly button. And I can feel the vibrations that are just immense and getting stronger. And this white thing is coming towards the car. And I'm thinking, what is going on? Because the brain does kick in. And within seconds, there was this huge white dove. I swear to God, his wingspan had 2 feet. And he swooped over my windshield. If he didn't touch it, only God knows. And I wept for half an hour. Because I knew that I had done. And he had manifested to me. Because I asked. Do you hear me? Close your eyes. Say, Holy Spirit of Truth.
Holy Spirit of Truth.
You are more than able.
You are more than able.
To manifest.
To manifest.
And show me the truth.
And show me the truth.
Of my actions.
Of my actions.
And even my reactions. When I'm searching for confirmation.
You will manifest.
If I simply ask you.
If I simply ask you.
And make it real.
And make it real.
It'll be real for me. Because of your love for me.
Because of your love for me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I trust you, Lord.
I trust
you. To make the Spirit of Truth.
To make the Spirit of Truth.
And the Spirit of Falsehood.
And the Spirit of Falsehood.
Easily identifiable.
Easily identifiable.
But I've got to ask.
But I've got to ask.
So give me the courage.
So give me the courage.
To open my mouth.
To open my mouth.
And to ask.
And to ask.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.